every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
This is America on the Road, named Best Radio Show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 33rd year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nerad. With me is co-host Chris Teague. And Chris, are you excited about the vehicles being introduced at the Los Angeles Auto Show that's coming up?
I am. You know, I'm always excited to see new vehicles. I like seeing what the changes are to the existing vehicles and the new ones coming out. I'm just sad I can't be there.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it goes. It's a 10-day long show. Plenty of automotive news to talk about this week beyond the show. If you ever wanted to be a race car driver, Ram has a very interesting proposition for you. We'll tell you all about that coming up. Driverless taxis have now escaped city streets, and they're driving around freeways and highways in three major cities. We'll tell you where and much more about that. Ford and Amazon have teamed up to offer used cars online. While some like the idea, others aren't exactly wild about it. And we'll have more on that. And car companies are leaning heavily into pop culture in an attempt to sell cars. I'll give you a couple of examples and offer our thoughts on that coming up. I'm really curious as to Chris's thoughts on that. Chris, have you ever dreamed of being a race car driver?
Oh, every day, Jack. Every day.
It would be a cool thing. My motion sickness kind of prevents me from being very good at that. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my latest book, Only One Thing Stays the Same, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury, so imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at DrivingToday.com/autoinsurance. That's drivingtoday.com/auto-insurance. Well, as you longtime listeners of the show know, Chris lives at one end of the country and I live at the other. Each week we get together to talk about cars. And Chris, what is your test vehicle this week?
I spent the week behind the wheel of the 2025 Kia Sportage X-Pro Prestige. It's a vehicle I actually got able to see being built in Georgia a few weeks ago. I can't wait to tell you all about it.
Very cool. Want to hear about that. My test vehicle this week is kind of analogous to that, or a competitor, the 2026 Toyota RAV4 Hybrid Woodland Edition. So we'll tell you all about that. I had a chance to drive that recently on an event. Our special guest this week is Ashton Munoz, and he's going to be telling us all about the Dodge Challenger and Charger brand, because he is the Charger brand product manager. So stay with us for that, and we'll have tons of show for you. He's an exciting guest. We've got cool cars to talk about, so we're so glad you're with us. So thanks for being with us on America on the Road, and join us right after the break. We'll be right back.
Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21. Welcome to Cricket Wireless. Santa?
I've got to get Mrs. Claus a gift or I'm in a whole lot of trouble.
How about a single unlimited line? Only $35, plus a free Moto G5G.
Dude, you're a lifesaver. Here, take a present.
Says it's for Timmy in Des Moines.
Never heard of him.
Join Cricket Nation and get a single line for $35 per month, plus a free Moto G5G. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket may temporarily slow data speeds if the network is busy. Requires activation of new line on select unlimited plan or higher. Pay $40 first month. New lines only. First month service charge, tax, due, and sale fees. Terms and restrictions apply. Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. See CricketWireless.com for details.
At Bank of America, we're proud that more than 20,000 veterans and people with military backgrounds have joined our ranks since 2015. Now we're committed to adding 10,000 more over the next 5 years. By helping veterans achieve their career goals, we're moving from appreciation to action. And together, helping expand economic opportunity across America. Visit bankofamerica.com/great place to work. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be an equal opportunity employer.
Blue sky. Some people think nature is like this, but actually, it's like this. Mother Nature is not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road with Chris T. Jack Murad with you. It's news time and interesting news. This is a fascinating story to me, Chris. I mean, this kind of riles up all kinds of old thoughts I had about being a race car driver. And I think any of us who loves cars always think about driving race cars. I had a chance to drive some stock cars back in the day and that kind of thing. But that's about as far as it went for me. Now Ram is shaking up NASCAR and the Craftsman Truck Series with a new idea. I think this is a really cool thing. It puts the idea of being a pro racer in the reach of any NASCAR person, NASCAR fan. For the 2026 season, the number 25 Ram 1500 team fielded by Colleague Racing will have rotating quote-unquote free agents. A different racer announced the Monday before each event, and you can apply for the job. You can apply for this free agent spot in these cars. If you have been in road racing, dirt, open wheel, sports cars, you can apply to be a race car driver in the NASCAR Truck Series. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, man, I've got arthritis in my neck, but if I didn't, I would be lining up. I'm not a pro driver already, but even with the prerequisites, man, it's such a cool shot to be able to get behind the wheel on a NASCAR track in a real cup race and go for it. And I mean, if you do well, you may have a shot at the next race. You never know with a different team, but it sounds like a lot of fun. I hope somebody gets to live out their dream.
Yeah. They're going to have a four-car team, I guess. They have three regular drivers, I guess you would say, team drivers. Brendan Butterbean Queen, what a great name. Daniel Dye and Justin Haley are their regular drivers, quote-unquote. And then the free agent each time around. So I think pretty cool stuff. We'll see how that unfolds in the next NASCAR Truck Series. Here's something that's going on in a place near me, among other places. Driverless taxis, they're now driving on the freeways. They're not just on surface streets anymore. Surface streets is what we call them in California. What do you call just regular roads in Maine? Do you call them surface streets?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's the technical term for it. I've never heard anybody say that, though.
Yeah, that's what they're referred to here by the general public. Waymo is taking its driverless ride service onto highways. The company is expanding in San Francisco, Los Angeles, and Phoenix to ride on freeways and other highways, super highways, including picking up and dropping off at some international airports. I think that's kind of a fascinating thing to do. marks, I guess, a landmark for these kinds of vehicles. What's your overall take on this?
I'm honestly surprised they didn't start on the highways, given that all the semi-autonomous features that we have now, right, like Ford Blue Cruise and GM Super Cruise, those are all highway only. And the number of things, the variables, there are no pedestrians on highways. You know, you're very unlikely to see a dog crossing the interstate.
Yeah, hopefully.
So I think that probably should have been where they started. I'm honestly surprised they didn't.
Yeah, interesting to me, too. I guess it's low speeds is what they are looking for on, you know, the other streets, the non-highways, and maybe highways you have much higher speeds. But as you say, with limited access, and that's what you have on most of these divided highways, those are typically safer. I think statistics point to the fact that those are safer places to drive. So interesting stuff. Of course, Waymo is going to have some competition. Amazon is preparing to build Zoox robo-taxis. We'll see how that works out. And Tesla, of course, wants to have cyber cab service by next year. So a lot of competition there. Interesting, I think. And we'll see how that unfolds.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of my very tech-forward colleagues praising driverless taxis, but outside of them, I'm not seeing anybody super excited about this. So I'm, you know, other than developing technologies and new hardware and things like that, I don't know what the business case is here. I mean, maybe they're doing this, like I said, to build their technologies up, but nobody's asking for it that I can see.
Yeah, I think people who ride in them mostly are pretty satisfied by it, and kind of sadly, I think one of the big advantages that people cite to me is you don't have to talk to the driver. You know, you don't interact with any driver, and in this society these days where you know, we're doing everything on our phone and we're not talking face to face or even talking on the telephone, maybe that's what people want. I don't know.
I don't know. My last Uber driver had a sign that said, "Tell me if you don't want to talk," and he didn't say a word. So I think that's probably pretty effective too.
I always engage those folks, and I'm kind of curious as to their life stories, and many of them have really pretty interesting life stories. So
they do.
Go figure. Ford and Amazon are teaming up to offer used vehicles, in this case, certified pre-owned vehicles online. And I know you've been a big proponent of online shopping in the past. What's your take on this?
I've bought two cars online. I mean, I had to go pick them up or have them delivered. But the experience, if it's laid out right, is very much more convenient than going to a dealership and negotiating and doing all those things. A little surprising to see Ford jumping in here. You know, they're offering CPO vehicles there. Hyundai did it a while back with Amazon. Again, I don't know that Amazon is the go-to that people think of, you know, like, I want to go buy a car, I better go to Amazon. But they've been working on it a while, so we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, I think Hyundai is doing it on the new car side with Amazon, and that's been rolled out in a few places. This is rolled out on CPO cars, the certified pre-owned, in Los Angeles, Seattle, and Dallas. Shoppers that can browse, finance, and purchase Ford Blue Advantage vehicles through Amazon Autos. And then they schedule the pickup at a local participating dealer. So I think that's where the dealers come in, because I think dealers are really wary of this this whole program. Used cars are where a lot of new car dealers make a ton of money. Maybe a lot of their money. Service and used cars, I think, is much more profitable than new car sales for the typical new car dealer. And so I think they're pretty jealous of this, and we'll see how that works out.
Yeah, I've heard many different explanations and descriptions of the partnerships with Amazon, but I think it's more of like they get a commission for directing leads to the dealership. So they're again, like you say, they're not actually selling the cars. The dealers are still completing the transaction.
Yeah, and I think Ford is stressing that dealers keep control over the pricing, the customer relationships. Of course, Amazon gets into the customer relationship there, I think, a lot. And maybe a lot of people don't want a customer relationship necessarily with a dealer. So there's some fears, I think, that it could shift interest away from the showroom and into Amazon. And I think that maybe the last thing we need is more buying through Amazon for everything in the world. I mean, I'm all
for the convenience. Yeah, they already have a lot of data.
Yeah, I'm all for the convenience of Amazon, but heaven knows, I'd like to see some competition out there. I think it's good for everybody. Here's a story I want your comment on, and maybe it's just me being snarky. I don't know. And we typically don't review advertising campaigns on here, auto advertising campaigns. I mean, that's up to individuals to do that. But I think some of these holiday ad campaigns, it's kind of interesting to me that Subaru and Lexus are kind of leaning on pop culture to sell vehicles. I think Subaru does some great stuff with dogs. I love dogs. I mean, nobody loves dogs more than I do, or nobody loved our dog more than I did. And I also love the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. So the fact that they're doing a commercial that combines dogs and the Wienermobile is, I think, is pretty cool, kind of heartwarming. And then Lexus is wading in on Wicked for Good and leaning into that. What's your take on this that's not cars but leaning on something else?
Yeah, you know, I don't have any conceptual problem with it, but I don't know how effective these are going to be. I mean, how many Lexus buyers are going to say, oh, I'm really interested in both this movie and this vehicle, and these two together make it worthwhile for me to go buy it. The Subaru thing is fine. I don't, you know, that's a little bit less egregious, if you want to use that
yeah,
word.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know how effective these things are going to be, but it's nothing new, right? I mean, we've been seeing these tie-ins for decades now, probably.
Yeah, I guess it's irritated me for decades. And I don't know why I'm irritated by it. I just think cars are exciting. I kind of like cars sold on their own merits rather than trying to tie them into a movie or something like that. As you said, I think the Subaru thing is a little less egregious. Well, than
maybe Lexus is trying to avoid, you know, memifying their ads, right? We've had the Lexus December to Remember for so long now that it's been on a Saturday Night Live episode and everything else. So maybe they're just looking to shift it up a little bit.
Yeah, well. And jump on a bandwagon that's out there, and maybe they get free tickets. I don't know. Remind us of the vehicle you're testing this week, Chris.
I drove the 2025 Kia Sportage X-Pro Prestige.
And I'm driving the 2026 Toyota RAV4 Hybrid Woodland Edition, the brand new version of the best-selling vehicle in the United States. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road. We're glad you're with us, and stay with us. We'll be right back.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague, Jack Neuradbith, with you. Thanks so much for being with us. We do appreciate it. And it is road test time. And I think we've got two competitors here to talk about. The Kia Sportage in X-Pro form, I think kind of their off-roady kind of form. And the Toyota RAV4, their Woodland edition. But tell us about the Kia Sportage.
Yeah, I was driving the 2025 Kia Sportage X-Pro Prestige. As you said, this is kind of their off-road trim. The Prestige is an up-level version of the normal X-Pro trim, but neither of these get any significant off-road upgrades. These are like all-terrain tires and plastic skid plates and things like that to make it look beefier. You don't get a lift kit or anything like that, but you still get the Sportage at the base, which is the a very nice compact SUV that I enjoy quite a bit. So, taking a step back, you can get into this vehicle for around $29,000, a pretty good deal these days. My X-Pro Prestige came out to around $40,000 after a couple of options. Jack, have you driven a Sportage recently, and what did you think about it kind of in the general segment?
I have. I mean, a knock about Sportage years ago was that it was just too small for the segment, and I think they solved that with the most recent generation, and I think it's a real good competitor to a lot of the vehicles in this segment. I think it's a terrific vehicle.
I agree. So you can get this vehicle in with a hybrid powertrain. Mine was the standard gas engine. It's a 2.5 liter four cylinder. It makes 187 horsepower, 178 pound feet of torque, which reaches all four wheels in the X-Pro model via an 8-speed transmission. So 187 horsepower doesn't sound all that great on paper, doesn't look all that great on paper, and it feels that way in motion. This vehicle is smooth, it's comfortable, it has a decent ride quality, but it's noisy and it's sluggish, especially at highway speeds when you're trying to pass or merge or any of those things. The power kind of dies out at higher RPMs. And I think that's a little surprising, but I think the hybrid, probably won't improve on that too much either. But at around town speeds, it's perfectly fine. Jack, what did you think of that when you drove the Sportage?
I guess I didn't note that it was kind of powered down. It didn't jump out at me. Maybe it was where I was driving or how I was driving or a lot of things. I don't know. Seemed okay.
I think the thing that I noticed most is when you put your foot down to pass on the highway, there's a lot of sound, there's a lot of vibration, but there's not a lot of motion that goes along with it. Like I said, around town is perfectly fine pulling out into traffic. And again, the ride quality here is surprisingly smooth. I mean, I think it's got those all-terrain tires, which I think helps soak up some of the bumps and bangs. Inside, you get synthetic leather upholstery in the X-Pro Prestige. The normal model comes with cloth, heated and ventilated front seats, and a heated steering wheel. The front cabin area of this vehicle is spacious. It's comfortable. The front seats are wide enough for my American size rear end. And at 6 feet tall, I can adjust my seat without cutting into the back seat's seat space to a high degree. There's good ergonomics. You have good visibility. So in my height, sometimes I find the steering wheel blocks.
Are you 6 feet tall, Chris Teague?
What's that?
Are you 6 feet tall?
I already said that, Jack. but while we're talking about it, what do you think of the Sportage interior, even in lower trims? I think it's a nice space to be.
Yeah, I think they've done a really good job both inside and out. I think Kia styling is a step forward than what it used to be, and I think they've come a long way there. And inside these vehicles, I mean, they're almost premium type vehicles. I mean, I have to wonder with luxury brands these days, the lengths that they have to go to differentiate themselves from mass market vehicles.
Yeah, you do get quite a bit for your money here. One thing I want to point out, and I mentioned having seen these vehicles being built in Georgia a few weeks ago, the steering wheel in this vehicle, it's not installed upside down, but it looks and it feels upside down. It's a squircle, which is flat top and bottom with the rounded sides. And it's smaller on top and larger on the bottom. And so you end up with this weird contour feel.
Wow.
It's something you get used to after driving it a few days. But sitting in it for the first time, I was like, did they put the steering wheel on upside down in this vehicle? But I wish I could show you a picture on the radio, but you can't. So they come standard with an 8-inch touchscreen, but my upgraded model had a 12.3-inch digital gauge cluster and a 12.3-inch touchscreen, wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, Bluetooth, and all the rest. I also had a Harman Kardon sound system. We've talked at length about Kia and Hyundai's infotainment, Jack, and the same thing is true here. It's simple, it's easy to use, it's straightforward. It's not super fancy. There's not a lot of graphics and animations. But what that does is it makes it easier to use while you're driving. You're not pecking around trying to find a menu. One thing I will say is it's a little confusing if you're in the smartphone mirroring. So if you're listening to something in Apple CarPlay, switching out of that and back into the normal interface is a little bit of a challenge. But again, that's something that I think people will get used to over time. And then you get a full suite of safety equipment with this vehicle as well. So blind spot monitoring with the camera system in this car, forward collision alerts, rear automatic braking, all the rest. So I think if I were going for this vehicle, I would opt for a normal, like not an X-Pro version. But there's absolutely nothing wrong with the X-Pro. It's just I would prefer more road-oriented tires and things like that. But it's perfectly fine.
Yeah. Well, I think the Sportage is a good value there. And it's certainly something to look at if you're looking for a compact utility. Absolutely. And speaking of which, I was driving maybe the most important introduction, certainly in terms of sales, that has happened this year, the Toyota RAV4 in new trim. Of course, Toyota RAV4 was among the best-selling, if not the best-selling vehicle recently, outselling the Ford F-150, I think, last year. Kind of amazing, because that hadn't happened in, like, forever. Better part of our lifetimes. But this is an all-new generation of the RAV4. Of course, a compact utility, very similar in size to the Kia Sportage you just talked about. The vehicle I'm testing this time around is the Woodland Edition, the hybrid Woodland Edition. One of many, a variety of opportunities to get into the RAV4 for various kinds of people. This has the rugged design cues, added utility. I'm not sure there's a ton of added utility, but I guess some. And latest advancements in the hybrid powertrain. This is a new generation of the hybrid powertrain, and they're all hybrid all the time these days. This is a vehicle that's kind of meant for off-road, but kind of light off-roading, light trail driving. Maybe dirt roads are what people consider off-roads with this vehicle. I'm not sure. You can certainly get to campsites up gravel roads and in foul weather in this vehicle with no problem. Has a 2.5-liter four-cylinder engine, electronic on-demand all-wheel drive, and a hybrid system as part of this. And it has unique wheels, all-terrain tires, and exterior upgrades that make it a Woodland Edition versus a typical RAV4. What's your overall take on these kind of vehicles, you know, kind of profiler vehicles that are off-road?
Yeah, we've talked about this a bunch of times. I think people gravitate towards the appearance of capability, even if they're not going to use that capability. You know, I've got the Honda Pilot or Passport Trail Sport here this week, which is the same thing, right? It's a beefier looking vehicle that doesn't actually add a ton of capability. People like them. I don't have a problem with it. I don't have as big a problem with it as I do the black appearance packages, but...
Yeah, let's talk about this vehicle from the inside out a little bit. This has a new 10.5-inch Toyota audio multimedia system, so I like that. And then it has, I think the thing that jumped out at me the most when I got in the vehicle was the 12.3-inch instrument cluster. I mean, it's got a big digital instrument cluster right in front of you. So that's good. I think I like that a lot. People who are used to RAV4s, and truth be told, there are two RAV4s in the NERAD family. Two of my daughters.
I've owned two myself.
Yeah, two of my daughters drive them. So I'm pretty well acquainted with RAV4 because we've had two different generations in our family. But this has a very good connectivity system as well. And then it has Toyota SafetySense 4.0. They've upped it to 4.0 with a pre-collision system, lane departure alert. It has adaptive cruise control, which is very good. They have not released price of this vehicle, but the current Woodland Edition is about $35,000. So my guess is that the acorn is not going to fall too far from that tree, and it's going to be right around that. Standard equipment has the faux leather seats, Softex is what Toyota calls them, heated front seats, power driver seat, which is good, a heated leather steering wheel. It is normally shaped. I think it's round, so no, it's not a bad thing. Let's talk about powertrain a little bit. This is the fifth generation of the Toyota hybrid system. As I mentioned, 2.5-liter naturally aspirated four-cylinder engine. And then there are three electric motors. Total output is 236 horsepower. So that's pretty stout horsepower and pretty. And I actually thought that there would be more torque out of this thing. I don't think they quote a total torque number. The gas engine produces 163 pound-feet of torque, but I think there's a lot more torque coming from the electric motors. What I noticed about this was how smooth it was in the driving. Almost electric-like in terms of its acceleration. You don't notice shifts. There's no hesitation as you're going from gear to gear. And I think that's just very, very cool. I like the fact that you have this hybrid system. Your thoughts about that?
Yeah, if you're going to make every vehicle you sell hybrid, the hybrid has to work well, and Toyota has nailed it. I think the last one I drove, as you say, it just works. It's smooth. It's imperceptible almost in how it transfers power between the two systems.
Yeah, it really works well. And we've driven many other hybrid systems that are much clunkier or clunky, and this is not clunky. 41 miles per gallon in the city, 36 miles per gallon on the highway for a 39 mile per gallon combined rating. So that's very, very good. As we mentioned, these are all hybrid all the time. And it'll also tow 3,500 pounds, which isn't, you know, a lot. It's more than a ton, but it's not 2 tons. And I just think this is a very comfortable vehicle for light off-roading or looking like you're going to do some light off-roading. I just like the vehicle a lot. I think there's a lot to like about it. And I think at around $35,000, a lot of people are going to find this is a real good vehicle.
Yeah, I think it's a worthy redesign. Toyota's styling is a little sharp for my taste, I think, in some ways, but, you know, this is a good improvement over the last REV4.
Yeah, they really didn't want to change the styling very much because the previous generation was such a home run. I mean, they said that to me, quite frankly. So I think it's interesting that they've stuck with the kind of the current styling with some add-ons. But the interior is much better, and I think people are going to notice that. And this drivetrain is a terrific drivetrain, too. So
Can't wait to drive the new GR Sport version.
Yeah. And stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back right here on America on the Road with even more, including a great guest.
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3, while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Kohl's Black Friday deals are here. Grab your coffee and put on your sneakers because it's go time. Through Saturday, save up to 50% on everything from toys to beauty faves, winter styles, and more. Plus, earn $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Yep, that's extra Kohl's cash. So run, don't walk. Just hold on tight to that coffee. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end November 29th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com. Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jack Redback with you. We're in Ann Arbor, Michigan. We're doing North American Car of the Year testing. And with me is a terrific guest, Ashton Munoz, is representing the Dodge Charger in both two-door and four-door form, and in both electric and gasoline-powered form, I think.
We've got two out of all the crazy combos here.
Right. I've just driven one of them, a two-door Charger with a Scat Pack.
Scat Pack, and that's got the six-pack powered engine in it. So it's got the 3-liter twin turbo inline six mated to the 8-speed automatic transmission.
Yeah, just walk us through that whole thing. Walk us through the powertrain and what's super trick about it, because there's so many things.
It's awesome. I'm super excited to be able to have this powertrain in the car. We've adapted it kind
I think a lot of people are.
Yeah. we've adapted it to kind of what Dodge, you know, feels and believes in. Look, sound, drive, feel like a Dodge. So it's got to do all those things for us. The coolest thing to me about this engine, so we'll just go through the basics. It's a 3-liter inline six. Twin turbo, so it's got two counter-rotating Garrett 2054 turbos on it. They sit kind of right on the driver's side of the engine on top of each other. There's a really cool air intercooler on the opposite side of the engine, so you kind of get that cold air after the turbos.
You kind of get a hood bulge because of that, right?
Almost the opposite versus our Daytona, the battery version. That kind of has the opposite. So it's got the R-wing, so we don't have the big engine in the front. We can kind of move that leading edge down.
Have kind of a shovel leading edge, and then you have essentially what looks like a spoiler or wing kind of thing.
Yeah, we're calling it the R-wing, so it's kind of like what we did back in 69, except it's on the front of the car, gives you less drag instead of more downforce, if that makes sense.
But I interrupted your
3-liter twin turbo inline six, really trick turbos on it, 54 millimeter Garretts. They put up to 30 psi of boost in this engine, so which is pretty crazy for a production engine.
It's like beyond belief.
I personally got it up to, you know, 26, 27, 28. When this thing is on boost, it is a monster. So with that being said, 550 horsepower, 531 foot-pounds of torque, you get that torque really soon in the RPM range. So unlike our outgoing V8s where it's pretty linear, you get most of the torque at the top end, 2,500, 3,000 RPM, and you're almost at full torque, which is pretty cool feeling getting all that torque at the early RPMs. So that engine is mated to an all-wheel drive system. So that is really cool as well.
This is good. I don't have to ask any questions.
Give me the wink and I'll shut up.
Keep going.
So the all-wheel drive system is pretty cool too. It's standard all-wheel drive, so front and power, front and rear. It has a really cool transfer case, so we can unlock the transfer case to the front axle, send 100% of the 550 to the rear wheels. What's also cool
is there a switch to do that, or how do you choose that?
Yeah, so and that's totally driver. Driver can pick what they want, all wheel drive, rear wheel drive. In sport mode, there's a little button that pops up in sport mode on the screen, and it's rear wheel drive. So if you want rear wheel drive, you hit it, it'll disconnect that front transfer case. Which is also pretty cool too, is in some of the other modes like auto or wet snow, stuff like that, it'll primarily drive in rear wheel. Auto mode, it'll drive in rear wheel, and it will decouple the front axle and transfer case, so you're not getting any parasitic loss by spinning the front drivetrain system. And then wet snow, for example, kind of the opposite, it will lock it in all-wheel drive and not put it into rear-wheel drive, just to give you the best of that condition.
I drove it in sport mode in pretty inclement weather where
it's
raining pretty bad right now.
40, 50 degrees out.
But talk about great hookup and just seems totally planned. planted all the time. It's about perfect, right?
Really good balance on the car now. So like about 55, 45 on the gas version,
right,
and a true 50-50 on the battery version. But that helps in stuff like this. And it's different than our outgoing cars that were primarily the high horsepower cars were rear wheel drive. You can get into the gas and take corners, you know, way more comfortably now with this all-wheel drive system.
Yeah, yeah. It just feels good all the way around. What have you done suspension-wise, gas versus electric? I mean, they're way different. They probably weigh way different.
Yeah, right? they're about 1,000 pound different in weight. So we've had to account for that. What's really cool, though, is so this whole platform is multi-energy. It's meant to have a full battery electric powertrain in it.
Right.
Full gas powertrain in it, which has its benefits too. So it makes the car super rigid, especially on the gas version, where you know it's a little bit lighter but still has that body. Mm-hmm. But on the suspension side, so the car that you drove right now, that's got the more stiff suspension in it. It's standard on that vehicle. It's got Brembo 6 pistons in the front, 20x11s, 305 squared tires all the way around. On our on our Daytona battery version right now, we have a pretty trick track package. So it goes all the way up to dual valve adaptive damping. So literally two valves that we can mess around with and make it super, super soft and plush, or very firm and super responsive and dial it anywhere in between. That thing's crazy too, that track package. It's massive 6 piston Brembos on the front. Massive Brembos on the rear. It looks like we literally took the.
Is there regen in that car?
Yeah.
And so that's a big difference, right?
Yeah.
Or I guess it's all different. Is the way you're making it sound. All the brakes are different.
What's cool is the physical brakes in the suspension are all interchangeable from battery to gas.
Interesting. Yeah.
The regen though, you get on top of the battery car, so you get the massive brakes and the regen. It feels like you're gonna fly through that windshield on like a full panic stop.
Yeah, like almost like hitting a wall, but you shouldn't hit a wall. It'll keep you from hitting a wall. What it'll do. Well, I think one of the cool things about the Chargers is they're good day-to-day cars as well, right? I mean, they've got all this capability, and it's really, you know, kind of beyond belief capability for an old muscle car guy who used to analog cars. This is a way different experience. But at the same time, very livable. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, this gives us the chance of, I can't tell you how many people I've talked to. I daily drive a muscle car in bad weather, good weather, it doesn't matter. But not everybody's has a screw loose like that. So it's like so many people I've talked to that are like, I can't get this car. I can't get this two-seater. I can't get this rear-wheel drive muscle car because I have to have something with all-wheel drive. It gives us a good opportunity to literally, you scratch that itch with somebody that wanted a cool-looking a muscle car or a sports car, something like that, but wasn't all-wheel drive. It's like give them one extra reason where they, you know, okay, now it is all-wheel drive. Now I can maybe daily this. And in the summer, like dry weather or weather like this, you could theoretically put it into rear-wheel drive and kind of have two different cars.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Does it feel that different to you when you go to rear-wheel drive with
the... It does. The cornering is the most. The cornering and the super hard acceleration. So in rear-wheel drive, 550 horse turboed, you can break the rears super easily.
Yeah.
But in all-wheel drive, I mean, you can be pretty aggressive on the throttle, and that front will pick you up, and I mean, you'll get traction on all four with the power to
the
front.
You won't just push.
And then, so straight line, you can really feel a difference, and then corners, a huge difference of it pulling you out instead of kind of pushing you through.
Talk about things like an infotainment system and that kind of stuff. It's important to people.
So. Yeah. We did a huge jump on the outgoing charger to this charger. This is our first time using the Uconnect 5 system. So we have it in our Durangos right now. It's kind of the bigger screen of more rectangular screen you see. Right. Super fast, super crisp graphics. The navigation is awesome in it. What I like the best, but I'm biased and a crazy Dodge guy, but is all the performance pages and the drive modes.
Well, I was hoping you'd walk me through that and tell us about that.
I mean, that's cool so customizable where you can make that car feel, to your point, as a daily driver. I mean, if you just don't touch anything and you just get in the car and just hit, you know, the start button, the car's tame, super comfortable, super nice over real rough roads, and the cabin sound inside is real tame and muffled, so really good. Put it into sport mode, I mean, the thing opens up, the exhaust valves open up, the feeling how you drive the car, so the throttle mapping, the steering feel, transmission behavior, all that opens up. So you can just really, I mean, you can drive that thing super tame. You can go into sport, you can go into custom, change everything how you like to make it, you know, kind of aggressive and crazy.
Right, and, and how long does it take to do that kind of stuff? To figure out how you want it and all that stuff? Because you're the kind of guy that would do that. And I guess the kind of guy who would buy this vehicle is likely to do that. But tell us, walk us through that a little bit.
I mean, it's cool. Today, like you said, in Michigan, it's pretty bad out. Having the wet and snow, we never had that before. So now having just a dedicated mode to real bad weather to be able to just, and to your point of like, how long does it take to even as the driver to like get in there and do that? We've made it a little easier on the new Charger where there's a super cool button on the steering wheel. So drive modes will take you right to the screen. Yeah. Or if you don't even want to get to any screen, you just want to have, you know, keep your eyes on the road, do your thing. You just hit one arrow. It goes into sport mode. Right. One arrow goes into wet snow.
Yeah.
So it's really quick into that sense. And you can change them right on the fly too.
It struck me when I drove, I guess it was probably the four-door electric Charger in Phoenix last winter.
About a year ago. Yeah, and that was probably the two-door version.
Was it a two-door?
This one that we brought here is the four-door. We just kind of we just started kicking that out in August of this year.
Got it. So long ago, I can't remember exactly. But it struck me the driving experience was cool, but at the same time, kind of video game-like.
Yeah, especially with the Fratonic chambered exhaust, the sound profiles of it.
Yeah.
You get a really cool brake regen noise when you're slowing down. It kind of gives the driver feedback of what the heck the car is actually doing.
Right, right. At the same time, the Scat Pack, it seems more analog to me, which as an old guy, an old muscle car guy, I like. It's nice that you have all that tech in there, and it has real sound.
Yeah.
You know, real engine noise and that kind of stuff.
You can hear the trans changes.
And those kind of things that I think are more involving. I mean, I love the performance of electric cars. To me, they're not as involving as... Do you like one over the other? And are you allowed to say?
Oh, it's like, it's probably, I don't have kids, but it's probably like when people are like, you got to pick a favorite kid.
Right.
It's funny. I've had favorites at different times. So like when I first started, you know, getting into the Daytona, it really flipped
Daytona
the switch.
Being the electric.
Daytona being the electric. Right. Yep. Six pack, we'll say being gas. When I first started, you know, getting to drive and develop and work on the Daytona, it flipped a switch in my head. I was like, I didn't know I needed this kind of torque. And I was really loving that car. I ride motorcycles a lot too. That car really felt like the amount of torque and quickness of getting in and out of traffic. If you needed to make a left on a busy street or something, I mean, you could shoot there on that Daytona battery version super quick. It felt like driving a motorcycle. So like that torque is addicting and like and it's a primal feeling. But then on the other hand, I've got, you know, a tattoo of a piston rod on my arm. So I ride two-stroke dirt bikes. It's like there's a part of me that still likes to hear that wind up and the build up of a gas engine.
Well, it's kind of cool to change gears too, isn't it?
So that's what you heard was we make things as most fun to drive as possible. So like if you're in a really aggressive throttle situation and then you're upshifting, so it's pulling spark and it's pulling timing. And it's still getting a little bit of fuel. So as soon as you're in that next gear, well, boom, you hear the kind of the explosion in the exhaust.
It seems like Stellantis was getting knocked a little bit for being late to the electric party. And then what happens is, given the changes in regulations and all that, it was like kind of brilliant to do what's been done and to offer this same platform in both electric and gasoline form.
Yep, two-door, four-door, gas, just, electric. I mean, the good thing is...
No station wagon yet, though, right?
Not yet, no. But the good thing about that is like we came into this having that vehicle set up for multi-energy. So, I mean, if anything political landscape ever changes in the future...
I can't imagine that would happen.
No, everything's super calm.
But
it hopefully will give us the opportunity to go with market demands on what the market wants.
Yeah. That's so cool. Ashton Munoz.
Ashton Munoz, thank you.
Thanks, everybody. You get your name right, too. That's really, really good. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And stay with us. We'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with co-host Chris Teague. This is Jeff Mirad with you, and we're so glad you're with us. We really do appreciate it. It's listener question time. We love to get your questions and comments. Please send them to editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com. And here's a question. This is from Myra in La Crosse, Wisconsin. I think that's on the Mississippi River. I'm thinking of buying a family SUV, and I'm wondering what is the best midsize SUV for reliability?
Well, there are lots of data points.
Yes.
It's hard to go wrong with the Toyota Highlander. It's hard to go wrong with the Honda Pilot. I think those are two of the longest running names in the segment for a reason. While we have less data points on them, the Kia Telluride and Hyundai Palisade have proven over the past, almost 7 years now to have been pretty reliable, and they come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty.
Well, and it's interesting, Chris, because I did some research, and I would have identified the same kind of vehicles you talked about, and here's what J.D. Power says about midsize SUVs in their Vehicle Dependability Index study. These are the highest ranked among midsize SUVs in dependability. The Nissan Murano, the Chevy Blazer, and one of your favorites of all time, the Toyota Venza. Not exactly intuitive, but I think it's certainly pretty good information to know, right?
It is, and it's interesting because other than maybe the Venza, the other two I would never have put on the list.
And in terms of upper midsize, so a little larger, I guess, and more expensive, GMC Acadia, Buick Enclave, and the Mazda CX-9, which is a vehicle that I like a lot. These all outpointed the Toyotas and Hondas that you might think would be on the list.
It might be because they're using powertrains that are 20 years old at this point and they've had all the bugs worked out. You never know.
Yeah. Well, that wraps up our show for this week. My new crime novel, Only One Thing Stays the Same, is now available in both ebook and paperback form at Amazon. So look for that. I'd appreciate that. If you like our show, please pass it on. Listen on this radio station each week. Let your friends know where you hear America on the Road. And of course, America on the Road is available as a podcast.
That's correct. So a quick Google search for the America on the Road podcast will bring us to you on all the major platforms, Apple, Spotify, all the rest. Like us, download us, leave us a review. All of those things help us out, and you can take us with you wherever you go.
We'd love to be with you, and we have YouTube and Rumble channels, so check those out. Check out our video content. We're creating a lot more of that recently, so look for that. Our thanks to Mercury Insurance for sponsoring the show and to our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying it on terrestrial radio, which we love, and most of all, thanks to you for listening. We know you have a lot of choices, so we're honored by the fact that you're listening to America on the Road, and please join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.